She was an odd one, Stephanie said. She made a statement, long after Sonier died, about how, with what he left behind, you could feed all of Rennes for 100 years. But she lived in poverty till the day she died.
Anyone ever learn why?
Her only statement was, I cannot touch it.
Thought you didn't know much about all this.
I didn't, until last week. The books and journal were informative. Lars spent a lot of time interviewing locals.
Sounds like that would have been double or triple hearsay, said Malone.
For Sonier, that's true. He's been dead a long time. But his mistress lived until the 1950s, so there were many still around who knew her. She sold the Via Bethany in 1946 to a man named Noël Corbu. He converted it into a hotel and made up much of the false information about Rennes. The mistress promised to tell Sonier's great secret to Corbu, but at the end of her life, she suffered a stroke and was unable to communicate.
She pointed at the grave.
I remember coming here once years ago. When Lars first arrived in the late 60s, nothing but two tattered crosses marked the graves. They were overgrown with vines. No one tended to them. No one cared. Sonier and his lover were totally forgotten.
Wasn't it a scandal, their relationship?
She shrugged. He paved roads, repaired houses, made loans to people in trouble. So he was forgiven whatever weakness he may have possessed. A boisterous crowd drew close, and a tour guide started talking about the mistress. This is nothing but an attraction to them, Stephanie said in a low voice. Where the Abbé Sonier found his treasure and supposedly decorated his church with messages that somehow led the way to it. Hard to imagine anyone buying that crap. Stephanie's gaze drifted to another corner of the cemetery. In the shadows, Malone spied a fresh grave. Stephanie marched toward it, and he followed. Oh dear, she said. He read the marker. Ernst Scoville. The man was 73 years old when he died. Last week.
You knew him? He asked.
I talked with him 3 weeks ago, just after receiving Lars's journal. Her attention stayed riveted on the grave. He was one of those people I mentioned who worked with Lars that we needed to speak with.
Did you tell him your plans?
She slowly nodded. I told him about the auction, the book, and that I was coming to Europe. He couldn't believe what he was hearing.
I thought you said last night no one knew anything.
I lied,